but soft, what lie through yonder window breaks. It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, whose vestal livery is but sick and pale with grief. Ah.
This podcast is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, and it's also proud to be from Texas. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
This is the 2BT, 2BT Podcast. Daddy, Dave, and Steve are awesome! Blackjack,
scissors! When is Carrie Fisher's birthday?
We're gonna remember that one.
Are we talking anything Star Wars today?
I don't know. We can always talk Star Wars. So I need you to check levels.
All right. This is Steven. I'm checking levels for Dave on this microphone, trying to talk in the voice that I would talk in the podcast.
Get excited.
I think I'm about where I need to be at here. I'm not really sure, though.
Imagine if I stuck a pin in your butt.
I'd probably cry, and Katie would probably laugh.
So. Okay. I think that's going to be good.
Cool.
All right. We're just going to leave that in because we all got new microphones, and so where you can hear the echo into the in the kitchen now. So so we're going to have to move again. We're going to have to go back to the Echo Base rec room.
That's okay. The rec room's cool.
Yeah.
I like looking at all the little people surrounding.
And I look around here, I'm like, white wall, white wall.
Yeah, well, I did it. You know, I moved us in here so we would have a whole heck of a lot more room. Mm-hmm. But
the table, you needed a strong table, dude.
Yeah, yeah. And like, I wasn't sure if it would work with these. I wasn't sure if these mics would work with these stands here. And then, so I just got one out and decided I'd try it. And lo and behold, it works.
So we can go home next time, maybe.
Yeah, we can go back home. We go back home.
We
into
go
the,
back home, yeah.
Right
yeah.
now we're in the cantina.
Flyways.
This is the cantina, isn't it? This is kind of the cantina. Yeah. Yeah, we need music. We need background music.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay, well, I was just doing it, right?
Hey, yeah. You are doing it.
Yeah.
But we need to continue it.
I sing on just about like every episode, I realized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like every episode, there's me singing at some point.
If I'd been more diligent, I'd have a whole album of music.
We could put out a 2BT music album.
New Kids on the Block last week.
New Dave's on the Block.
Dave on the Block. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Shoots in.
Awesome.
What are you going to sing this week, Dave?
I don't know. I just did. I just did the cantina song. All right. Anyways.
Figuring Dan and the modal nodes.
Yeah, dude.
In this case, figuring Dave and the modal nodes.
Yeah, figuring Dave. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and do our intros. This way we don't get 30 minutes into it and all of a sudden remember and go like, oh, hey, yeah, we got to do the intro.
We're 2BT, by the way.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to 2BT. I'm David.
I'm Michael.
Steven.
Oh, yeah.
And Katie's in the living room.
She's not on mic. I asked her to come play with us and she wouldn't do it. So she's going to go hang out with the dog. So if you hear click, 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 click.
Yeah,
so. Dog's had surgery, so dog's actually feeling good for a change. So she's been kind of up running around. I didn't write down the address.
What address?
The address, the important address, nerdylegion.com/audible.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. And I did that this week.
You did that. Yeah, so tell us your experience of signing up for Audible.
It's supposed to be just one book. And I go to Nerdy Legion, which is the world's largest provider of audiobooks.
Nerdy Legion is?
200,000 or more. Yeah. Not Nerdy Legion. Audible is. But I went and clicked on the Nerdy Legion website, clicked on the link for Audible.
Yeah.
And takes you there. And you get this guy with a nice bushy beard, not as lovely as yours.
That's right.
On the landing page.
Right now.
And it said I got to choose not one, but two books.
What? I got ripped off, dude. I only got one.
I guess it's a special. So if you hear this and go check it out, if you get two free books, you don't even have to pay. I mean, you sign up, download your books. And if you decide you don't want to continue the service, don't.
Yeah.
And you get to keep the books.
Yeah. And you get to, that's the most awesome thing of it is that you get to keep the books whether you decide to stay or not.
So I went ahead and got Ready Player One, which I'm loving.
Oh.
And which I've noticed on the ride over here because I do listen when I'm driving, especially when I'm just going through the country because there's nothing, literally nothing for an hour between my house and Dave's.
Really. Oh, yeah.
And, it's like seven chapters before a setup for the book. Nothing happens for almost seven chapters, I think.
Wow.
That. Yeah. And I got the second book. I made a choice of getting the Crystal Shard.
Oh, okay.
Because you've been making me hungry for a little bit of Forgotten Realms.
Yeah, I've been enjoying the heck out of rereading that.
So, yeah, Nerdy Legion/Audible. Get a free book and enjoy them.
Yes, do that.
I've got a book choice for you. If you're going to Nerdy or if you're going to Audible and you don't, and you decide you're like, oh, well, I've got the paperback version of Ready Player One, or you've already got Crystal Shard and you're just like, ah, I read it once. I don't need to read it again. My choice for you this week is, Dresden Files, Book 3, Grave Peril. And, this, like, I've gone, you know, crazy about the Dresden Files already. And I'll just give you a little, blurb about what the book is about. It's, Harry Dresden's faced some pretty terrifying foes during his career. Giant scorpions, oversexed vampires, psychotic werewolves. It comes with the territory when you're the only professional wizard in the Chicago area phone book. But in all of Harry's years of supernatural sleuthing, he's never faced anything like this. The spirit world's gone postal. All over Chicago, ghosts are causing trouble. And not just the door-slamming, boo-shouting variety. These ghosts are tormented, violent, and deadly. Someone or something is purposely stirring them up to wreak havoc. Hmm. But why? And why do so many victims have ties to Harry? If Harry doesn't figure it out soon, he could wind up a ghost himself.
Bum, bum, bum.
But we know he doesn't because there's another 9 books.
All right.
That's a good book though, because it's a good, when you get into a series like that and you know that, you just know from like the title or just glancing at the books that this is gonna, he's not gonna die.
Well, but
it's a little more enjoyable knowing he's gonna come out in the end.
Yeah. But it's like how it happens, and there's always this little like, well, they could pull a George R. R. Martin and still kill off your favorite character and just bring in another Dresden.
Yeah.
Larry Dresden. Mary Dresden.
His long lost
Barry
cousin.
Barry Dresden.
I was one to play an excerpt from for everybody to listen to, but I couldn't quite get the audio worked out on it. It's one of my favorite books because there's a part where you're reading through them also, Steve. So
yeah.
There's a part where he just loses it and goes off, and it's pretty, it just, everything up to the moment is almost like awe-inspiring. There's the knight of the cross that's fighting with Harry against all these vampires, and I'm not giving anything away, there's going to be a giant vampire battle in this book. Yeah. And it's pretty amazing. He goes off at one point, and it's, I've kind of visualized it in my head like the Raiders of the Lost Ark. Whenever they open up the ark and all the beams of light start shooting out or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. That's kind of how I visualize it in my head. I don't know what you would think.
Yeah, I know what part you're talking about too. So yeah, that would be pretty.
Yeah, where he gets really, really mad and kind of loses his thing. Yeah.
Here we go. Let's just do our little thing.
I just want to go ahead and jump into the meat.
Let's jump
into the meat here.
We're going to quiz.
You introduce it. I'll find something here.
This is Stump Dave. Do some music.
This is actually a book out of my collection. I have not read this book because whenever you asked the question earlier of what was Carrie Fisher's birthday, I don't know that. That's not. I mean, technically, I guess that is a Star Wars question, but that's more of a Carrie Fisher. You know, precise. Would that be the right word to use there? More of a Carrie Fisher exact question, I guess.
Yeah. Right
or so.
Okay. Kind of a background behind the scenes.
This book is from, it was published in 1982 by an 11-year-old boy. Who's the author of this?
Okay, let's go. The name of the book is going to be called The Jedi Master's Quiz Book, 425 Cosmic Questions and Answers about Star Wars and the Empire Strikes
Compiled
Back.
Compiled by Rusty Miller.
Yes.
Yeah.
Compiled and written by Rusty Miller and an enterprising 11-year-old student in Florida when he compiled the Jedi Master's Quiz Book.
And I was like curious about what happened to little Rusty over the years, because he's like a year older than me. And I went to Google and typed in Rusty Miller, and the first thing that came up was obituary. And so I was like a little worried. Then it took me to a link to the Wikipedia, and they've got a link on him because of the book.
He works for the CDC now, right?
Yeah, Center for Disease Control. So, and he still had the same smile, not any hair. The red hair's gone.
Yeah.
Kind of like us.
Yeah, imagine that happening.
Age does that to you.
I wonder if he has a podcast called Two Bald Floridians. 2BF.
Maybe. All right. So here we go. We're going to come out of page 58.
All right.
We're going to read question 334.
All right.
How many holographic creatures were used in the game Chewie and the Droids played on the Falcon?
Oh, man.
So this is from A New Hope.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's either 7 or 8. I'm going to say seven.
We have a margin of error of one, so.
If we have a margin of error of one, he got it right. It's eight.
Okay. Oh, son of a gun, dude. I was thinking of eight at first, and that was my gut feeling. Always go with your gut.
Always go with your gut.
Whenever he gets one right, you should put the Wookiee roar. Roar. And then whenever he misses one, we'll. Maybe the R2 going,
we were at this. Okay, I'm the derailer. I got to show you a picture. This isn't going to do podcast well. We were at this place called Dirt Cheap that my wife has gotten obsessed with. Oh, yeah. Dude, I sent you the picture of the giant Kylo Ren and Rey action figures from there.
Yeah.
And this is my youngest daughter, if I can get to it. And this is her, and she loved it.
Yeah.
She's got that. So it's a Chewbacca mask.
Yeah.
With you actually put it on and it fits over your back of your head. And so she doesn't do things like that. This is one of those things. She does not let you put hats on her. Yeah. Nothing. But she loved it because when the mouth opens,
it makes the Wookiee roar.
Yeah.
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 If you guys are familiar with the Chewbacca mom,
and that's video. That's my wife. Wearing. Yeah. I should have recorded them.
That's awesome. Yeah. You should have, man. You could have put that up or you could always share the pictures on.
I'm going to.
On Twitter or whatever. Yeah. Since their faces are obscured, nobody would know who they are. Nobody could stalk them down or anything like that. But yeah, if you're familiar with the Chewbacca mom video, then that's exactly the, that's awesome. I didn't know that they were selling that at Dirt Cheap.
I don't remember what it would have been like $7.50 or something like that.
I went into that place in Denton. And sorry, total derailed. It's Mike's fault. I'm calling it right here.
I did.
Ringing a bell. Kong! Mike derailed us. I went to that place in Denton. And dude, it is insane in there, man. It is insane. Oh yeah. I don't blame you. It is over there, next to, you know where Fuzzy's is over there in Denton?
Yeah.
It's right there behind Fuzzy's there in that shopping center that's right there. Yeah.
Ours is in the old Hastings and it just broke my heart going in there.
Dude.
I'm like, this is where the books were. This is where the comic books were. And now it's just a bunch of junk.
It is, man.
And people, I don't want to get sued.
Get
sued for saying something bad about a business, but it's just,
they're not listening.
We got three pieces of furniture. It didn't cost anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got home with everything, and every single thing is missing something, which is why it's dirt cheap, because you take your chance.
Because it's already been put together at one point
in time. Yeah, it's like Target gets a return.
Yeah.
They don't check it. They don't even bother taping it up, and they just ship it out and sell it in big lots to this company, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, it's
awful. My wife loves it, though. She went nuts. Okay, go back to another question.
All right, here we go. So how many are we going to ask him per episode here? We'll do five.
Okay. Five.
Right. Number two. This one should be pretty easy, but when you think about it, it may be a little hard.
All right.
What were Ben Kenobi's first words to Luke after being killed by Darth Vader?
Oh, after he's been killed by Darth Vader. Run, Luke, run.
Yeah,
well,
run.
Two Luke, for two.
Run.
We'll keep an ongoing. I'll try to keep up with an ongoing Scorch chart here.
Sorry.
Keep going.
I got to find one that's somewhat not knowable.
Yeah.
Like this one here. Which X-Wing pilot destroyed the Death Star? No, I don't think so.
No, that's question number four. That would be Luke Skywalker. Or that's question number three.
The Force did it.
Yeah.
It's the Force that did it.
Okay. Here's one that I don't know. Who was Red 2?
Red 2 was Biggs Darklighter. No, Wedge Antilles. Son of a...
That's going to you.
I'm going to go back and listen to the tape.
Yeah.
I don't know who said it first.
It's a neutral... I think he said it first because I immediately caught myself.
I should have waited and asked if it was true.
I'm a nice guy. I'm going to give it to you because you were changing it.
Yeah. Oh, we'll leave it up to the audience. Chime in on Twitter.
Yeah. You don't tell us who's right or wrong here. All right. Number 421.
What no one's going to answer.
Right.
What did Yoda tell Luke was inside the tree?
Oh, man. He goes, what is it? I know he says, you know, your weapons, you need the nut, you know.
Would you like me to reread the question?
Yeah.
What did Yoda tell Luke was inside the tree?
Man, I can't remember. This is like pain and anger and suffering or something like that.
Are you ready to hear the answer?
Yeah.
All right. Luke told, or Yoda told Luke, only what you take with you.
That's not what he's... Okay.
He says, what did Yoda tell Luke was inside
the tree? He goes, your weapons, you need them not. He goes, well, what do I need? And he goes, only what you take with... Or something like that. Anyways.
Yeah.
All right. So, that right. question's awful misleading. Yeah, Rusty Miller.
That's right there. We're going to drop down yeah. one more question for number five.
I'm going to find 11-year-old Rusty and beat him up.
He's a little 11... Well, I guess he's probably older than that
he's
now.
He's older than me.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to drop down one here, and we're going to go with 423.
All right.
What were the last words Luke said to Lando and Chewie as they departed?
Man, I was just watching Empire Strikes Back just a minute ago, right before I took a nap. And of course, I slept through it. But that's like my go-to for nap time. Anyway, mm-hmm. sorry, I get distracted easily. Meet you on the rendezvous point of Tatooine.
That's a good answer, but it is take care of you two. May the force be with you.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then they drop down and fly off out into things. Anyway, I think Dave won that one.
Yeah.
Three to two.
Three out of five.
Couldn't stump Dave today.
So, are we going to try to talk Tombstone and Unforgiven, or did Mike still not do his homework yet?
It's been a rough week.
No, that's all right, man. Well, since we got such long list of top tens over there of movies, let's go ahead and get into those.
And we can still, because Tombstone's on here.
Oh, is it?
Heck yeah.
Well, when we get to Tombstone, we'll bring that up. We'll throw that in there.
And I remember it. I mean, it's one of those that I've watched over and over. Yeah. So I'm just and I just watched Unforgiven just a few weeks ago. So
all right, we'll go round robin style. Mike, why don't you go ahead and read your top 10 list first, then we'll go Steven top 50. And then mine. Well, I mean, like your own personal list, and then we'll get to the submissions that we got.
Let's go through mine here. And there's not, no particular order. This just happens to be the oldest one. Top of my list is Casablanca.
I don't know if any of you have watched that.
Yeah. It's a great movie. The Crow.
That's another good one.
Goonies.
Fire it up. Fire it up.
Right.
Yeah.
Stand By Me.
Oh, I forgot that one, man.
That's,
you want to see a dead body?
No. True Romance is on mine.
I've never seen that one before.
Christian Slater, Patricia Arquette.
Good.
Quentin Tarantino's, he didn't direct it, but he wrote it.
Oh, okay.
It's his first movie, actually, I guess.
That he wrote then, I guess? Yeah. Okay. And then he did what? Reservoir Dogs afterwards, right. I guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where was it? Braveheart.
Mm. Oh,
Reservoir Dogs is on there. Unforgiven, of course.
Yeah.
Did y'all watch California? Brad Pitt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's another
with Duchovny. David Duchovny? Yep. Yeah.
That's one of those where Brad Pitt is like,
need a read.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like the car they're driving, too.
Yeah.
The convertible Lincoln.
Seven Samurai.
I still need to watch that one. I need to borrow that from you sometime.
I need to bring that over and share that. If I were to narrow it down, Casablanca. And this movie, The Professional, would definitely be on it.
Oh, that's one of Natalie Portman's first movies, too. I think it was
her very first movie. Yeah. And it's just one of those movies I just loved.
Yeah, she was a very little kid at that point in time.
Yeah, I do remember that. And she, you know, just her interactions with, I think his last name is Russo, the guy
that plays Leon,
The Professional.
What is that guy's name, man?
Is it Renee Russo?
Yeah, I was about to say, because I know it's French. That's a
lady, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
IMDb.
You're the IMDb here.
Yeah, let me do that real quick. Y'all go ahead and keep on. Heat. Talk amongst yourselves.
Heat. Yeah, that's a good one.
Heat, Sling Blade, Gross Point Blank, Conspiracy Theory. I love this movie, Great Expectations with Ethan Hawke.
I don't know if y'all ever saw that. I've seen that one once.
That's one of those. I just watched it over and over. It had Robert De Niro being an escaped convict that became his benefactor later in life.
Yeah.
It's based on the Charles Dickens novel that was in the 1800s. Yeah. Great. Fight Club. I almost didn't put it on there, but I did watch it. I just watched it all the time.
Yeah.
It's one of those. I'm not sure if it's aged well.
Is it okay to put it on the list? Because the first rule of Fight Club is we don't talk about it.
I can do whatever I want. Big Bad Love is another movie y'all probably have never heard of. It's a small movie that has a Deborah Winger in it, and it's based on a collection of short stories a guy named Larry Brown wrote. And somehow they pieced together all these stories that aren't linked together and made a movie out of it.
The author of Lonesome Dove?
No, that's Larry McMurtry.
Larry McMurtry. What did I think?
Anyways. And Training Day with Denzel.
Yeah. Jean Russo.
Jean Russo, yeah. Yeah.
Or Renault. Sorry, not Russo, but Renault. Renault. Yeah. Jean Renault.
Why not get it all wrong? Yeah. It's one of my favorite movies. Why should I be expected to know them?
It's on his list to go to.
Two Denzel movies, Training Day and Man on Fire. I love those movies.
Heck yeah. Man on Fire is really
good. Secret Life of Walter Mitty, I brought up. The Departed.
That's a good one.
Oh, homework for you, dude.
Departed is pretty stinking.
An American awesome. History X.
That's a good movie, too.
I've watched over and over.
We're going to have an episode about American History X, because even that one itself, still to this day, like, holds up, man. Like, it's just the...
Yeah.
Just the topic that it basically covers, it's still relative to now.
Yeah.
And that movie, I think, was done in 98, 97?
Yeah, it's been a while. Something like
that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those that I believe that just about everybody should be just about forced to watch. So, yeah. All right, Steve, you want to give us your
list? All right, here we go. My first one on the top of my list, like Mike said, in no particular order, but the one I have down first is one that you told me about, Dave, and Fanboys.
Okay, yeah.
That's one I can watch over and over again and still laugh at it no matter.
That's a fun movie.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
Yeah, it is sad, really. And I love the last
one. For all the childish, terrible humor in it.
Yeah.
It's a sad movie.
Yep. And I put this one down. I don't know if it's necessarily a movie or made for TV series, but I put down Lonesome Dove.
Okay.
Because I can go back and watch Lonesome Dove over.
See, I have that. I don't have that in my my movies, but I made a list of TV shows also.
Yeah, I need to do that, and it'll probably go on there also. Yeah. But anyway, I have Tombstone and The Unforgiven because I've watched those thousands of times. But I also put down one we talked about, which is one of my true go-to movies, and I can't tell you how many times I've seen it. It's Wyatt Earp.
Yeah. We talked about that.
I like that one.
That's really good.
Then I've got October Sky. You've never seen
that's
that.
That's a Homer Hickam.
Homer Hickam movie. Now, I like the movie. I like the story. I read the book. Katie had to read the book for 7th grade advanced English. And so I grabbed the book and read the book last year.
Oh,
also,
cool.
It's great.
Yeah. When who was his idol that he was? It was one of the Rocketeers from German
scientists. What was that dude's name?
Yeah.
And he actually met him at the science fair, and he didn't really realize that he'd met the guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's like, a good work, kid. And he walked in. He goes, hey, you just met so-and-so. What'd he tell you? And he's like, what? But anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you hadn't seen October Sky, I highly recommend it.
It's going to drive me nuts now trying to think of that guy's name. Because I even know the scientist.
Von Braun. Von Braun.
Werner Braun.
Von Braun. That's it. But anyway, we're going back into Lucasfilm movies here. And it's not a franchise. Willow. Willow is one of my favorite go-to
Willow
movies.
On mine, man.
I love Willow. Mad Mardigan, Willow. I love that movie.
Val Kilmer was in that, right?
Yeah, Val Kilmer was in that. Yeah, he did a great job as Mad Mardigan. Then I have In Harm's Way. And, of course, I forgot to bring the movie to send home for you to watch.
That was a John Wayne movie.
Yes, it's John
Wayne.
That's
made in, what, the 60s?
John Wayne, Robert Mitchum.
Yeah, it's a 50s, lot of 60s. People. Yeah, 60s, maybe even early 70s. But I keep wanting to come back to like 65 or 67. Somewhere. I can tell you when I'm reading the house.
Yeah.
But continuing, Kingdom of Heaven. If you haven't seen that one, that's Orlando Bloom. Not necessarily a Crusader knight. His dad was a Crusader knight. And he ended up going to Jerusalem.
Happened to Orlando Bloom? Oh, wait, yeah, he was in The Hobbit.
Yeah, he was in The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. Open Range.
Great movie.
Yep.
1965 for In Harm's Way.
65, yeah.
But they did In Harm's Way in 2013 also. I don't know if it was a remake or what.
I don't know. I hadn't heard of that one.
It's too main that it's got billed as John Wayne and Kirk Douglas on IMDb. But anyway, sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt you, man.
I got more than 10 anyway, so
okay.
I'm almost done.
No, you're fine.
Constantine. Anyone of y'all have ever seen Constantine with the guy that played
Keanu Reeves?
Keanu Reeves, yeah. Yeah, Constantine. What is it? He's like a comic book character, but he made a movie years ago called Constantine. I love that movie.
Yeah.
But Blues Brothers.
We're doing God's work.
You got Donovan's Reef and El Dorado, both John Wayne movies. I like them. And then, of course, Stand By Me.
Yeah.
And that's my last one. So.
Heck yeah, man.
Nice.
But that's what I came up with.
Awesome. I'm waiting on Kindle to pull back up because I've been running IMDb. Okay, so my favorite. I just did a top 10, but then I've got some honorable mentions down at the bottom. So, in no particular order whatsoever because I can't can't rate the movies that I like.
No.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to go number one, Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah. God, I forgot. How could I forget that one?
Yeah.
So that's what I knew was going to happen.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because I could easily knock out something on my list with that movie.
Yeah. Yep. And, like, for some reason, I was thinking, I was like, well, I know you were going to put Heat on yours. And I was like, I love Heat, but I'm not going to put it down because Mike's going to put it down. And I didn't realize that we were going to keep tally on which ones are repeating.
I haven't done that either because we're going too fast, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, Goodfellas, Pirates of the Caribbean. Damn it. I just realized that's one of the
franchise.
But
it wasn't a franchise when it came out. We talk about the first one.
Well, I actually like the entire franchise, but I guess I could say the Black Pearl.
Well, is it as big as Star Wars or Indiana Jones?
Pirates of the Caribbean is pretty big.
Yeah, it is because they're still making them, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, they've got five of them now, I think.
Yeah. That doesn't matter. Put it on there.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, anyways, right now, Beauty and the Beast. I love Beauty and the Beast.
You talking about the live action one they just did?
Well, I'm talking about both of them, really. The Disney one, the animated one that they did originally.
Yeah.
And then the one that they did with the live action. I saw the Broadway production. Of course, it wasn't in Broadway. Yeah. But it was at the Winspear there in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Went and saw that too, man. It was amazing, man. Absolutely amazing.
I was thoroughly impressed with that Beauty and the Beast live action movie they did. That was
a very, very long time ago. Mm-hmm. Not long after I was out of high school, I got a job working at a Sears in the electronics computer department.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And every single day, we had to put in the Beauty and the Beast movie and play it on the TVs. And because, come on, it's working a little mall in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time just watching that. So it's not on my list, though, because I had to watch it every day.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
But that's good.
Goonies.
God, yeah. It's a good movie.
I have Ghostbusters, but knowing that's another franchise, I have The Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah.
Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, man, I forgot about Saving.
Dazed and Confused.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, man. We ate at a barbecue joint in Austin that is the location of the pool hall.
Oh, really?
You can go to Austin, and it literally is. It hasn't. The only thing that looks different is where the barbecue restaurant is. On the end, but I went up against the wall and stood like I was Matthew McConaughey.
Man, that movie alone gets nominated just for the soundtrack, if you ask me. Yeah. That soundtrack to that movie is great, man. Yeah. But anyways, okay, good stuff. Dazed and Confused, The Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
That's another one that gets nominated just for the soundtrack alone.
Yeah. I have the soundtrack on my phone.
Yeah, same here.
Did you see the sequels? Or is there one?
I did see.
Yeah,
John Goodman did it.
And I actually kind of dug that one a little bit. But I like John Goodman, man. Like anything with John Goodman, you know.
Oh, the Big Lebowski. I didn't put the Big Lebowski on my list.
Or even Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
That's another good one. I see you got the gift of gab.
John
Goodman's in that one as well. Blues Brothers, Toy Story, or any Pixar movie. I love Pixar, man, because I couldn't decide between Toy Story or Brave. Yeah. Or Wreck-It Ralph. Or Up. Up is like one of the first animated movies that I've ever like shed a tear at.
I loved Up.
Yeah, I did too, man.
It was really good, like
super emotional, man. And I was sitting there in the theater going like, what the hell, dude? This is a kid's movie. This is crap. What are you doing?
I'm gonna wipe my eyes.
Yeah, Disney. I got something. Oh, damn movie theater with all these bugs in here getting in my eyes.
Someone's doing dust this theater. Right?
You're killing me.
Yeah. All right. Another great one that everybody's forgot about. The Usual Suspects.
Oh, yeah.
That movie was the first movie I bought on DVD.
Really?
I had a buddy of mine who worked for Cox Video. And it was kind of like a Blockbuster, but a little less known Blockbuster.
Do I need to bleep that out?
No.
Okay.
COX. No.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
I know. But he worked for Cox Video, and like he brought I had to say it again just because I'm going to do it a third time. He brought a DVD player over to the house, and this is the first DVD player I'd ever watched and ever messed around with. And we put it in and we're like, oh my gosh, we're just like blown away by the resolution because, you know, we'd been watching everything on VHS from that point in time. And so we watched a few DVDs on that. And watched Usual Suspects for the first time, and I was just blown away by it because I like mystery stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the whole reason why I started reading the Dresden Files to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever I watched Usual Suspects, you know, had it figured out. I thought I had it figured out. And then they do something and you're like, well, I don't know who.
Yeah.
And the reveal at the end of the, I'm not going to give it away, but the reveal at the end of that movie where the detective starts finally putting everything together. Oh, and I get chill bumps whenever I think about it. You know, he's like walking down the street and then just.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be super vague and I hope you hate me for it. If you've never seen the movie,
go watch it
because it's amazing. Yeah. It's Kevin Spacey is in it. So if you can get past his things or whatever, but it's a great, great movie. My honorable mentions, North to Alaska.
Great movie.
Going north.
I've never seen Alaska. That.
Have really? You never seen John Wayne? Yeah.
I don't think that's
John Wayne.
I nearly had to put that one online.
And I think it's a, I think it was Ricky Nelson who was like the kid.
Yeah, he was the kid. And who was his buddy? His buddy was somebody famous too. The guy was getting married.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But anyways, North Alaska. That's Dances funny. With Wolves.
Yeah.
Because you got to have Dances with Wolves on there. Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's another one.
That's another one. I own it. And I probably watched it a meant to
put
times.
It on there.
Yeah. I forgot about it.
The Green Mile.
Yeah.
Another great movie. And I think those are both, and like, I've got like three Spielberg movies right here in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Schindler's List.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So that's one of those I couldn't watch over and over.
Oh, I can watch it every once in a while, but I do love that movie. It is just because it's just so powerful emotionally. Yeah. Like, you don't want to watch it over and over, but it is just a great movie.
Yeah.
Gangs of New York.
Yeah. Dang, another Leo and
Leo, Daniel Day-Lewis,
who's retiring,
and Carmen. What's her? No, not Carmen Electra. Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz. Yeah, she's in it.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Basically, any Kevin Smith movie. I will say any Kevin Smith movie before Red State.
Yeah,
because Red State was good, but Red State was like kind of like
it's a different kind of movie.
It definitely is, and then he's kind of like branched off and done like. Crazy stuff like
we could. That's a whole.
Yeah,
discuss 30 minutes of talking. If you've seen any of the other movies, the one with the walrus dude,
Tusk was.
Describe the looks in my face here. That movie, freaked me out.
Yeah, that movie is odd, and that's like that started from the podcast. I actually remember listening to the podcast, and I was like, he really doesn't need to make this. No, but everybody voted like walrus.
Made me sick.
Yeah. Any with Kevin Clarks, Smith before Red State.
Clarks is just Clarks
is classic. Mallrats, actually like Mallrats
better
than Clerks. I love Mallrats, man. Mallrats is a great movie. Have you ever seen that one before, Michael?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Boondock Saints.
Dang. Yeah.
Yeah. Anomalies Patris. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Another good one. Dang you.
So what you're saying here is Fat Man came over here. Anyways, freaking, who is that? I can't think of that guy's name. Willem Dafoe. His Willem character Dafoe's in that crazy. Is great. And I watch that movie every time around this year.
Yeah.
Because, not this year, but every time of year around this time. Because we're coming up on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Boondock Saints. And last but not least, by far, Fanboys. Yeah.
I thought one of y'all were putting Batman on there.
I was going to put 89 Batman and I forgot.
Yeah.
Because we talked about that last week.
I didn't put 89 Batman because
but
you were going to.
But that's also a series, though, too.
Yeah, so. But that was like, that is anything should be on there because I think that was one of the first movies available on VHS.
Yeah.
Available for sale. And I remember I had that movie that I would watch on tape.
Yeah.
And there was also, and this didn't get counted, but Michael Jordan's Come Fly With Me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh,
and I watched that every day almost, watching it.
I actually remember being over at your house watching Michael Jordan's Come Fly With Me.
I loved basketball. I loved watching Michael Jordan. And it's like an addiction. I had to watch it almost all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, speaking of Batman, the ones I didn't put on there, I always liked Batman Begins.
Yeah, the Christopher Nolan.
I love that one. The first one. The other two, The Dark Knight Rises were really good, but somehow, some way, Batman Begins just got me, and I watched it over and over and over.
That's another one where I can almost just say, like, well, Christopher Nolan, like anything that Christopher Nolan's just about done. Like, I love Inception. I love the Batman Begins. But then again, that goes with the whole franchise movies.
That's why I didn't put it on there.
But they're like, just the three.
Yeah. Y'all keep talking. I got something for you, Mike.
Batman Begins. I don't know why I liked it so much over the other ones, because Batman really doesn't show up for most of the movie.
I know, but I like that. I like the way it showed the development and the whole going off and training to be a Shadow Warrior.
Who's the guy that played Ra's al Ghul? What's that guy? It was also Qui-Gon Jinn. Who's the actor?
Dude, that's... Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson was Ra's al Ghul, and that's
he was really. I got good, a present man. For you. Great. I bought this book, and I liked it, but I'm trying to narrow down the crap that I keep at the house.
Right.
Basically, not like a bunch of comic books. I'll keep the Star Wars comic books, of course, but like stuff like that. Like I need to kind of narrow it down. I've got another one that I'm going to give you also.
Oh, sweet.
And you might already have this book because it's a pretty well known Batman book. But
anyway. Oh no, I don't have this.
The Killing Joke.
Sweet, Alan Moore.
Yeah, and that's like the.
Oh dang! Thank you, dude.
It's actually a really good book. I liked it a lot. That's a pretty evil Joker in that, and yeah. I know that they did. You know, Mark Hamill played the in this.
He's been the Joker for years, right?
And he kind of retired, but he told him he would come back and do the Joker. If they did the Killing Joke, and I want to say they have either done the Killing Joke or are doing the Killing Joke right now. I think they've already done it, but yeah, it's a really good book. Did I let you borrow that one and read it?
Nah,
I know I let you borrow Red Sun. I've got Superman Red Sun also.
I did read Red Sun. That one's good.
Have you checked out Red Sun before, Michael?
Oh, sorry. I'm busy.
Yeah, you're good.
We need a Nerf gun.
Yeah. Red Sun,
Superman.
Oh, I haven't read that. No,
it's a what if type book. I guess if that makes any sense, it's where what if Superman crashed into Russia instead of
I've heard
Kansas.
Of it though.
Yeah, and that one's actually pretty cool also because you know it's Comrade Superman instead of instead of regular Superman. It's pretty cool though, man. It's a pretty interesting book or whatever. But yeah, that one, I found that one the other day when I was cleaning up and I was like, I want to give that to Mike just because I don't really have much of a DC collection. I don't really have much of a Marvel collection either, which I've got some Marvel books or didn't have some Marvel books. Anyways, if I got some, I think I've got some Marvel books somewhere. And if I do, whenever I find them, I'll give you those also.
Sweet, sweet.
Those are for your Valiant books that I'm holding ransom right now in my overflow room.
Admit it, you don't know where they are.
Yeah, no, I know where they are. I just got to get to them. And I started
in
working
that room somewhere.
We're in a bulldozer. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, well, you are welcome.
I didn't derail us that time.
No, that was me. So, anyways, okay, so we have some listener contributions.
My wife's.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all should do your wives after that, and then we'll do
hers isn't very long, and she's like, I don't know if I should put this, because it's just when I was a kid. I'm like, just put it whatever you have fond, loving memories for.
Oh, yeah.
And Robin Hood, the Disney version, when she was a kid.
Oh, Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other had to say. Reminiscing this and this and that, having such a good time. Oodle lolly, oodle lolly, golly, golly, what a day.
I knew he had enough singing.
Dude, I freaking love that movie.
That's my favorite movie. I don't want to make any noise, but I want it to be pristine recording of that. Dude, good pick, Trish, good pick.
That and Sword in the Stone, man, I love those. Man,
I think somebody chose that.
Yeah.
We'll go through that real quick in a minute. Yeah. The Never Ending Story. I know. It's one of those. We rewatched it recently. It's like, ooh.
Yeah.
But you know. As a kid, it was amazing.
Great movie.
And it really was amazing for Ben.
Yeah, it was. That's what I'm saying. Oh, man. That's actually
kind of the Crow. Yeah, the Romeo and Juliet version of with Leonardo DiCaprio.
And what's her name?
I can't remember.
Oh. She was also one of the Terminator movies. I'm in love with her. She was in that MTV series also. That's where she got her start at, and it's driving me up. Anyways, keep going. I'll look her up.
IMDb.
Yeah.
Dead Poets Society, which any movie's going to make you cry. That's going to be it.
Dude, yeah, that's a good one.
Ever After with Drew Barrymore. And I got to admit, I had that because I just love that story. It's a great story. The Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Movie.
Yeah, Kevin Costner, right?
I liked that one.
Morgan.
That was Bryan Adams, though.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson's Hamlet.
Yeah.
That's one of those movies that, for some reason, she said that's her, when she was in a bad mood or had a bad week or day, She'd throw in that movie, and that was the movie she
I haven't watched that one in a really long time, but that is a good one. And it was Claire Danes that played Juliet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Claire Danes. The Departed, again. Yeah. We rewatched that. Thanks to Doing Denver When You're Dead.
That's a great movie.
Andy Garcia, right?
Yeah.
Good movie.
Yeah, it is.
And I started thinking about that the other night. I was like, oh, my God, there's a lot of crazy stuff in that movie. It's a good one. And her last one was True Romance. Also, she said it was the first video she ever owned that she and her sister actually gave it to her.
Oh, really?
It's like the first VHS tape she ever had. So that's her list.
So I got something that I can still remember from drama class. I'm sorry, it wasn't even my drama class. It was my junior year literature class. And it was, but soft. What light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, whose vestal livery is but sick and pale with grief. Yeah, I can't, that's the only part of that I can remember. But I can also do
this cultured.
Yeah.
That's what the beginning of the episode is going to be. It's not going to be this podcast as a member. It's not going to be that. It's going to be Dave quoting Shakespeare.
Yeah, dude. Just
wait.
Good job.
Oh, okay. So, around to Steven this
time. All right. Here's my wife's list. Jesse, you made this list, so here it comes. And it's... there's only one or two on here I may agree with, but one of her favorite movies is Dirty Dancing. She likes Dirty Dancing.
I'd gone through my life never seeing that.
Yeah.
And then my wife and her sister made me.
Yeah.
Wasn't bad.
I can't help but laugh.
Bad Patrick Swayze.
I can't help but laugh whenever I hear Dirty Dancing because I immediately go to the part where they're like doing the lift and all. And it makes me think of the blasted Family Guy, Star Wars, with Chris and the old man. He ignites his lightsaber. Chris walks by and goes, oh, there we go. I got some popsicles in the basement.
Oh, God.
Get your fat ass down there.
Stop.
Oh, my
God.
Sorry. I couldn't help it. Made myself cry on that one. Damn it, man.
Do another one.
That's all I got in my repertoire. We almost killed Steven. He's choking over there.
All right. Here we go. Jesse's list number two. She's got The Notebook. I've seen it. Not a bad movie.
I've never seen that one.
It's not a bad movie.
Yeah.
I've got nothing against it.
Yeah.
This one here, I actually like a lot. The Way, Way Back.
That's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
I've never even heard of it.
It's got one of my favorite actors in it. I can't remember his name right now.
It's the guy that plays, if there's going to be a bad guy in The Green Mile that kills the mouse.
Yeah.
That guy. He's the guy that owns the water park. What's his name?
Favorite
good Lord.
He is.
Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, Sam Rockwell.
He's such a good actor.
Yep. He's in it. And that, man, that's a really good movie. I never heard of it until she bought it.
Mr. Bojangles.
And she put it in and says, you got to watch this. And she watches it. I mean, sometimes she'll watch it back to back. It's like restart it.
That's one of those, I have it on DVD. It's one of those I want to watch again because I remember when I first watched it, it was like, wow, that was a really good movie.
Something I've never heard of. But anyway, Dave, if you haven't seen it.
I might watch it tonight because it actually sounds pretty cool. Yeah. Shy 14-year-old Duncan goes on summer vacation with his mother, overbearing boyfriend, and her boyfriend's daughter.
It's got Steve Carell in it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he plays an ass in this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
And which is crazy because I'm actually running through The Office again right now. Yeah. And freaking love that. Oh,
this is a totally different Steve Carell than you've ever seen. He actually does a really
good
job.
Have you seen the Seeking a Friend for the End of the World?
Yes.
With Steve Carell and the chick from Pirates of the Caribbean movies. I'm not going to IMDb again. Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley.
Anyways, sorry, Steve. Keep on going.
All right. Then she has down Grease. She likes Grease a lot. The original Grease, John Travolta.
I remember Cousin Danny had that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soundtrack. I've never seen it.
I watched it one time. Yeah. That's not one I plan on watching.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
You're the one that I want.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Anyway, she has down the original The Grinch, which is a really good one.
Yeah.
I like mean that one.
She also likes the new one, too, with Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah.
So I just put down The Grinch.
I've never watched all of the one with Jim Carrey. I just can't do it, man.
I still like the original best.
Yeah.
The one with Jim Carrey is not bad, but.
Okay.
Anyway, then she had done Underworld, and I told her it may be a franchise, but I'd mention it anyway. She likes the Underworld.
Oh, heck yeah. Series, dude, so, Kate Beckinsale. My goodness.
You okay, Dave?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, I had to take a moment to pause there for a second.
Did the table just move?
I kicked it.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay, then she has down Stepmom. She likes, I've never seen that one, so I don't know anything about that. So.
Stepmom.
Yeah. Stepmom.
I don't know.
That's the end of her list there. Dirty Dancing, The Notebook, The Way Way Back, Grease, The Grinch, Underworld, and Stepmom.
So. Thank you. Thank you.
Anyway, good job, Jesse.
As long as, like, Stepmom didn't have Bette Midler in it, I'd watch it. I don't know. It might have. Is that who's in it? I don't know.
I've never seen it.
I can't take Bette Midler.
It sounds familiar. It sounds like something I probably might have seen, but I don't remember.
What is it? The Stepmom?
Well, you're doing another list. I'll look it up on IMDb since Dave is on IMDb.
Okay. We're going to start with Alex K. Kosas. He has The Crow, Dark Knight. A lot of people didn't know that we weren't including trilogies, so it doesn't matter. We're just gonna, or not trilogies, but franchises. Logan. Did y'all watch Logan?
Logan was a good movie.
Yes. Logan was freaking awesome.
It kind of caught me off guard with how dark it was.
Yeah, have you seen where they took it and they put it in black and white? And
I know it's available. I know. I have it.
Yeah.
But I haven't watched it like that yet.
Okay.
But it's kind of a Western in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. But doing it in the black and white gave it a more of a...
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, it gave it more of a darker tone to it. Oh, yeah, man. It's... That's what I'm really excited to see where they go with it.
It's really hard to see Patrick Stewart like that.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Christmas Story.
Oh, yes. Right.
And he also put Pixar Disney movies. I guess he can't choose one. And Shaun of the Dead, which is a great movie.
Yep.
Oh.
Funny movie.
Yeah. See, I totally was going to put that in my honorable mentions, and I forgot.
And you want to read Ronnie.
Ronnie Barron.
Ronnie Barron, the great Ronnie Barron, sent this list. I think you'll approve of a couple of those.
You want me to read this one off?
Yep.
All right. Ronnie, he likes Tombstone.
He loves Tombstone.
Oh, great movie. The Princess Bride. I forgot about that one.
That's another one. I'm dang it. Why didn't I put that on there?
Yeah.
Sweet Home Alabama. I've seen that. That one is
kind of cool. I always like the idea of the guy making the glass sculptures from the sand by putting the lightning rods in there. Yeah.
Zombieland. I forget that. Dude, Woody Nelson.
Dude,
the scene with Bill Murray is worth watching it over and over.
I don't hate snowballs. What is it, coconut? It's not the flavor. It's the texture.
That, and he goes, you ever see a lion stretching, warming up before he goes attacking his apple?
No.
It's a great one. And then his last one he has is Major League, which is another great one.
I'm surprised that Major League didn't make yours, because I remember how much you used to watch that one back in the day.
I forgot about it. I don't own it on
Major
DVD,
League is one that I watched over and over, but that made me immediately think of another Kevin Costner movie, Bull Durham.
Bull
Durham. Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Me and some friends, we would watch that all the time. So it got so annoying because every other line in the movie is quotable almost.
Yeah.
And they would constantly walk around just saying these lines from the movie.
With Tim.
Yeah.
The part in Major League was, we need a live chicken. And he goes and gets you a live chicken. Yeah. He's going to sacrifice a chicken to Joe Boo.
Yeah.
We got, here's another good list. Martin said The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Social Network.
Oh, good
movie.
Yeah.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, man. That's a really good movie.
The Matrix. Predator.
Yeah.
And this is another one. If it's on TV, even if it's censored, I'm going to watch it super bad. I can't. Something about it, I just can't.
Yeah.
True Romance. Yay. Another True Romance vote.
Yeah.
2001, Space Odyssey.
Man, I know I've seen that one before, but it's been a long time since I've seen it. And
it's worth going back and checking out, because it is, there's a lot in that movie to unpack. Alien, Terminator 2.
Terminator 2. I remember you and I going to the movie theater and seeing that one, dude.
And Blade
Terminator
Runner.
Terminator 2 is great. See, okay.
This is a long
one. And here's where all the nerds are going to hate me. I don't like Blade Runner.
Oh.
Yeah. Really?
So you haven't seen the sequel.
I have not seen Blade Runner 2049. I've tried watching Blade Runner like four times.
Too slow.
I don't know. It's the music to it, man. The music dates that movie so much. And if we probably could have watched, you know, when we were kids, our mom and dad wouldn't allow us to watch rated R movies.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with it. I've watched a lot of movies since, you know, becoming of age to watch R movies or whatever, you know, but Blade Runner was one of those that I always wanted to watch. And then whenever I finally did watch it, and that could have just been it, because anybody I'd ever talked to before that had always said how awesome Blade Runner is. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I get to watch Blade Runner, and the music in it just really, really killed it for me. The it super dated that movie.
I still liked it though. Still thought it was a pretty decent movie.
Yeah. Anyways, sorry guys, I derailed us that time.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
Send all your hate mail to Wookie Dave at Wookie Dave.
Hey, whoa, calm down.
All right, this one's from Jay. Rewatchable films. No Country. No Country for Old Men.
I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Doctor Strangelove. Don't think I've ever seen that one.
That's one worth going back and watching.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Brazil.
Brazil's a Terry Gilliam movie that I gotta admit I haven't seen. I've always heard good things.
Is it Brazil or The Boys from Brazil?
This is Brazil. The one you're thinking about is Gregory Peck, where it's a Nazi, they're doing like Nazi cloning or something like that.
Yeah.
But Brazil is one that I keep hearing about that I have to go watch.
I'm gonna have to go watch that because I've never seen that. But there's another one I've never seen, Napoleon Dynamite.
Are you kidding me?
We have it at the house, but I've never watched it.
Please watch that. Please watch Napoleon Dynamite.
I watched that.
I gotta give you a picture. You gotta watch it, and I got a picture for like a homecoming week. The kids dress up for things.
Yeah.
She, my oldest daughter and her friend, she went as Napoleon Dynamite, and I got a picture of her somewhere, and her friend went as his best friend, and it was just like,
that's Pedro.
Pedro. It is wonderful.
Tina, eat your ham.
Tina, eat your ham. Whenever my head gets hot, I tell my wife I'm going to go shave my head.
All right, here we go. Back to Jay's list. He's got The Dark Knight.
A lot of votes for The Dark Knight.
Yeah, that's good. And then Blade Runner again.
Another Blade Runner.
Good list, Jay. Good list.
Mr. Paul from Maine has Seven Samurai, Professional.
Yeah.
The Departed. Right. He's got Tombstone on there.
Great list so far.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah. That's the franchise.
He's actually listened to it. He hadn't listened, I don't think, before this assignment came out.
Oh, okay.
But he's listened since then. Royal Tannenbaums. I love those movies.
Yeah.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas with Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
This is backcountry. I actually read that book, too. Yeah.
Both classic, really good stuff. Back to the Future, of course.
Yep.
Yep.
Indiana Jones, Spirited Away.
Oh, okay. Is that I think it's actually one of the dudes from Dumb and Dumber, and he has the ultralight, and they fly south, leading the geese south or whatever.
I think that's it. No, that's Fly Away Home.
Is that Fly Away Home?
Yeah, this is an animated.
The kids used to watch that all the time.
Fly Away Home. It's kind of the same, right? Let's see. Oh my goodness. I totally shot myself in the foot on that one.
Is that the end of the list? Or do you want me to read
somewhere? I'm going
to
go.
We are IMDb.
No, this is an animated movie, 2001 fantasy mystery by Japanese director.
Okay.
10-year-old, I'm not going to say the names, and her parents settle upon a seemingly abandoned amusement park after her mother and father turn into giant pigs. Chihiro meets the mysterious Haku and. Lots happens after that. So that's might be one I'm going to go check out someday, maybe. Anchorman. Tremors.
Tremors was great.
Dude.
Another Jack Nicholson, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Now, this is a surprise. I can't believe he has this one on there. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Dude, okay, that's one that I tried to go back and watch because I went to Movie Trading Company, and they had the like ultimate Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles pack, and I was like, I'm going to get this because this is awesome. I remember Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles being super freaking cool.
T-U-R-T power.
Dude, those movies are rough, man.
I got to tell you.
The reason
I made the joke that it, because he is like the biggest TMNT.
Oh, really?
He is like.
I liked the design. Yeah, I liked the design of the turtles that they did then, not the newer ones or whatever. But the first two movies were pretty good, but then they just started going crazy.
Yeah.
The Sword in the Stone.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. And Fro.
Good, Bad, and the Ugly, and Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can was actually pretty good.
I don't think I've ever seen Catch Me If You Can.
That's a good one. That's where he's another Leonardo or something like that, right?
He's just a scam artist.
He leaves home
and becomes a doctor, a pilot.
He's a pilot. We might have to
Might have to try to compile a list of not just, you know, repeated movies, but repeated actors. Like, I know Leo's I can even go ahead and say I'd like to throw Titanic on my list because that movie is really good.
Yeah.
It's just so long. It's hard to go back to it a lot. Kind of like Schindler's List.
We do it once a year on the anniversary of
April 12th or whatever.
My oldest daughter, she got really into the Titanic, the movie. And the museum in Fort Worth, they actually had a
exhibit
where you could walk like you were walking through
that's cool. If I would have known that, I would have gone because I did the same thing when the movie came out.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, you can actually touch a piece of the Titanic. They had it there.
Well, thanks for letting us know, Michael. I appreciate that.
I'm sorry. I don't know. A lot of people in the world, I didn't tell them either. Here's Aaron's, and I'm not going to – Aaron did extra homework and did his TV shows like Dave did, but maybe if we get to them. He has Basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Funny movies.
Yeah.
Goodfellas. There's another one for Goodfellas. The Last Dragon, which is good.
Are the last dragon. You possess the power of the glow. Oh, yeah, dude. This movie's so bad. It's so bad. It's greatness, though, man.
Lethal Weapon series.
Oh, awesome.
He threw in the Lord of the Rings extended series. Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors.
Dude, that song was done, the Dream Warriors. Dream Warriors. Dude, that was like, I think it was like, was it Dokken? It was Dokken that did the. Oh my gosh. If y'all couldn't tell, music has played a big part in my life, obviously, since I've sung like three quarters of this blasted episode.
Parenthood.
People are going to tell
Parenthood is good. Real Genius.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Is Val Kilmer in that too?
Shoot, yes, he is.
He's been in a lot.
He is in that
Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Have y'all seen that? That's a good.
Yes, it is.
This is based on a comic book. Star Trek: First Contact. I knew he was a Trekkie.
Yeah,
that's where all the hate for Star Wars. Dang it. Terminator 2 and the extended version of Watchmen.
Okay,
cool.
I didn't like the Watchmen.
We got two more lists.
All right.
Another Lord of the Rings. This is from Garrett Spellman up in Colorado. I know him. Jurassic Park. I have not seen this. Kubo and the Two Strings. I've heard really good things about it.
I've heard that one's good, but I haven't seen that one either.
Nightmare Before Christmas. That's a good movie.
Yes, it is. Kids
loves that movie.
Moana. I watched it. I didn't like it that much. My kids and my wife loved it.
Yeah, see, I haven't seen it.
Time out. Katie, is Moana good? Okay.
Moana's a great movie. Right. I'm sorry.
It's seconded by Katie, so therefore it gets passed.
Oh, dang it. Mulan, Arrival. Arrival's a dang good movie.
Yeah, yes, it is. I watched that a couple weeks ago.
It's really good. Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo and Stitch. Like that's Lilo a great movie. Stitch.
Alien. He says it's not for comfort, but it's always rewatchable. Gladiator. Another great.
Yes.
Yeah, I watched that a lot. He threw in the Pirates of the Caribbean also, Dave. And, this is Kill Bill 1 and 2. Yeah.
Okay.
Then last but not least, Michael Labb. He has the most succinct list. And when he was a kid, he said he watched Predator, RoboCop, and the Transformers the movie, and Vampire. Buffy the Vampire Slayer with Christy Swanson excessively. And then for a reason, I don't know why, he said in 2012, he probably watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall 100 times.
That's another good movie. I like Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
Steven Seagal or Steven Seagal. I'm not sure Jason Seagal.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Why am I just an idiot? No, well, I'm butchering everything.
I heard him interviewed. He's really like the nicest
dude
guy in the world.
And like TV shows. I'm glad that he put that in there because I'm going to edit my TV shows and have that on my TV shows because have you ever watched How I Met Your Mother?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That series is just great. Those are like...
Did you finish it? Because we watched it and watched it and watched it and then just dropped off before the last season.
Oh, really? It's all on Netflix, man.
Yeah.
The entire run of the series is on Netflix.
I think I got tired of just trying to figure out who the mother was going to be. It's like, okay.
Well, just go watch the last season.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all you got to do, man.
Just real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick question. If we can't answer it real quick, we'll go to it for next week. Can you think of one movie that just totally scares the daylights out of you?
Oh, I can't real quick. There's been a lot that have scared me.
I can't do any Freddy Krueger. I cannot do any Freddy Krueger. Yeah. I can't do any Nightmare on Elm Street. Those used to scare the bejesus out of me whenever I was a kid. I can go ahead and throw another one on my list real quick since you said that. Silence of the Lambs. Because whenever I watched that one scared the bejesus out of me. And I remember we had water beds and I kept looking behind my water bed to make sure Hannibal Lecter wasn't back there whenever I went to go to sleep.
Yeah, that's a creepy one.
Ever scared me and to this day kind of freaks me out a little bit is called Signs.
Oh, yeah. With the aliens.
That one freaks me the heck out, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still won't watch that.
I watched that one when I was living in a house with three of my really good friends. And I watched that one for the first time and I had a super soaker and I slept with that super soaker next to my bed for like 3 months. that's where I first started dating my wife too. And she was like, or my ex-wife, sorry. That's where I first started dating my ex-wife too. And I remember she asked me one time, she goes,
What's going on?
She goes, why do you have the super soaker next to the bed? It's like for aliens. And she just looked at me and she goes, well, wow. Okay.
Of all the alien invasion movies, that one makes the most sense.
How do you say the director's name?
What's that?
The director. I never can say
that. Shyamalan.
I've always liked his movies. Some of the ones that were kind of like looked at as busts.
Unbreakable, The Sixth Sense.
Dude. The Sixth Sense, like, if you really want to scare me, you give me Freddy Krueger or you give me ghost movies.
Yeah.
Sixth Sense freaked me out so bad. Like, oh, yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go off on a tangent.
No, you're fine.
I was wanting to put signs on my list and I forgot about it. And then it just dawned on me. I was like, I got to bring up something about that.
Yeah.
It still terrifies me.
Lord. Yeah. 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 Signs is a good one.
The Village was creepy too, though.
The Village was creepy. Dude.
You find out at the end. I won't spoil it.
But. Yeah.
What scared me the most about Nightmare on Elm Street, the very first one with Johnny Depp in it. And he's laying there on his bed. And Steven knows this because I slept on our floor for like probably like 3 years afterwards. I'm not even kidding. Like, I couldn't sleep on my bed afterwards.
Yeah.
He's just over there chuckling with like, you know, Freddie comes up through the bed and pulls him down into his bed. And I think it's like mom comes in there later on and like ceiling's just like covered in like blood or whatever. It's like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Scared the living daylights out of me forever. Anyways.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
That's a good question. Yeah. I have to actually think about it because I think there are a lot that have scared me a lot. My oldest daughter is weird.
Yeah.
That one scared the heck out of me in the theater. And me and my wife are like jumping when the little boy gets grabbed down the drain. And my daughter's over there just laughing her butt off. I think it's like a nervous. She explains that it like, I'm like, what's wrong with you? But it's like, I think it's like a nervous laughter. It's like laughing, but I'm just like, I can't look. And another one, that Paranormal Activity series.
Oh, I haven't watched that.
It always makes me. And I know it's coming. I know there's going to be a part when some crazy thing, they freak me out. And I'm just like, after it's over, I'm like, okay, I'm looking around the house. I'm just like looking over my shoulder.
Yeah.
They're going to get me. And again, my oldest daughter is laughing her butt off at me.
Yeah. No, I can't do it. That and Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the entire movie of Poltergeist didn't scare me. But the clown scarred me to where I hate clowns now.
Yeah.
I hate clowns. And it's just because they're trying to hide something from you the entire time, man.
Yeah.
Clowns are trying to hide
something. Clowns have always got me.
Yeah.
Since the original It and John Wayne Gacy.
You just put those
together. When I found out about that story and it, I just can't stand look at being around them.
No, I can't say I blame you, man.
No offense to any clowns out there, but God, do something else.
Just don't come up to me whenever you have your face painted like a clown because I might just punch you instead. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, because
I can't do it. I can't do it. And I don't have the, like, I'm going to run away from you type thing. And it's kind of funny, like, I will say, like, clown masks and stuff like that freak me out. Like, I don't want to look at them and stuff. But if a person is dressed up as a clown and comes up to me, it's like, if I know it's somebody just, like, funning around with me, then that's fine. But if it's like somebody that don't know dressed up as a clown coming towards me and they won't leave me alone, there's going to be a big chance that you're going to get popped in your big red nose. So
how do y'all do in haunted houses? I went to one in Fort Worth, in the old, you know, a big giant abandoned building downtown Fort Worth. And I went in there once and I had a bad experience because one of the guys that was there, he was really aggressive, and I was like, dude, step away from me.
Yeah.
Because he's getting like right up in my personal space, in my face. Yeah, you scared me when you jumped out, but that's kind of, that'd be a good horror movie right there.
It's just
some creep pays his entry fee and then starts slaughtering people because it's pitch black in lots of rooms. Right.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing I was thinking at one point in time. I was like, dude, what they need to make a killer movie out of is the reciprocator. And he runs around with a reciprocating saw, like a sawzall, because, dude, those things will cut through anything, man.
Oh, dude. Oh, God. Yeah. Nah, I can't do like a saw.
Yeah.
You know, those movies.
Oh, dude. I had to draw the line. I saw whenever they threw the person down in the big pit of needles. I didn't even finish that one. I saw that and I turned it off. That's it. That's it, dude. That was over. I'm done. I couldn't even finish it, man.
I'm leaving. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that's going to do it for us this week, man. We're running close to an hour and 10. So.
Oh, dang. Long list.
Well, it's an hour and 8. So, but all right, guys. So, that's going to do it. I'm David.
I'm Michael.
Steven. If you want to get a hold of us,
how? Oh, yeah. 2btshow@gmail.com or 2btshow on Twitter. That's at 2btshow@gmail.com, at 2btshow Twitter. So, all right, guys. I'm David.
I'm Michael.
I'm Steve.
Adios.
See ya.
Signing out.
Bye, con Dios.
Oh, Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other had to say. Reminiscing this and this and that, having such a good time. Oodle lolly, oodle lolly, golly, what a day. Thing, man.
Oh, dude. Oh, God.
Oh, there we go. I got some popsicles in the basement.
Oh, God.
Get your fat ass down there.
Stop.
Sorry. I couldn't help it.
Dude, step away from me.
Tina, eat your ham. You are the last dragon. You possess the power of the glow.
Motor rum.
I can either A, clinch it, and hope that my body just reabsorbs it. Maybe it'll turn into a burp.
Burp. Burp, burp.
Are you ready for your vasectomy?
Mike, edit this out.
Yeah. I want to be captain of the committee that makes sure you guys don't F this up.
I swear to God, dude. God. It came out with a vengeance, too. I don't know. I don't know if like the... Yeah. It's glorious. Yeah. Santa Claus is real. Oh, well, look, he's not that bad of a dude.
Straight to the fart noises. There's only one Dave.
He's a little guy, red hair, that he likes to sing and play his lute.
I don't know, maybe it's my upbringing or something.
I don't know, it's just fun. I'm texting, be like, oh, well, you know, my feet are better than your feet.
Man. You're an old man and pretty much done.
There you go. Dude.
Everything's better with reverb.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Giant lump of wet dough.
Okay. Where are you from? When I was like, Texas.
Oh, whoa, big guy. Like, how dare you say that to little Timothy?
Yeah.
By the way, spoilers.
Hey.
I guess it's the Texas thing.
I love my family.
Excellent.
Oh, you want to be a tough guy? I'll be a show what tough is. And
Go home.
Dude, you mind if I sit over here? And he's like, dude, knock yourself out, man. Oh, it must be a Texas thing. Don't do that, by the way.
I'm having a brain freeze.
Oh, no.
And I'm like,
Ujaba,
the heebie-jeebies.
Face down in a gutter, don't want to admit defeat, though it's...
Well, this is not good.
Like, dude, I love it. I love it all.
Whoa, dude, oh my God. Star Wars guys are crazy.
My butt has a cannon.
If you're going to go out, that's the way to do it.
I dig it. It belongs in a museum. Oh, dude, hurry up and get here. Yeah.
Man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
The Last Jedi. Run DMC.
Han, Luke, Leia.
R2 and 3PO.
Rey, Finn.
Yoda, Kenobi.
Poe.
Do or do not, there is no try. Last
Chewbacca has to die.
The Palpatine. Betray you.
Chewbacca. You know R.A. Salvatore.
This is a good guy. This is a bad guy. This is a good guy. This is a bad guy. Go.
Dang it.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, crap. I'm just, like, stuttering and rambling there. Beans, the wonderful fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel. So eat beans with every meal. I have a belief that if the more you fart, the longer you'll live.
No. You don't stop playing because you get old.
Yeah. You get old
because you stop playing.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boo.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.